The Sports Cast, April 6, 2022. If you haven't yet, please subscribe in all our channels, Twitch, YouTube, Twitter, and Apple Podcasts. If you're listening on Apple Podcasts, please leave a rating and a review. It will help us out tremendously. And you could also listen to us in your smart speaker, Play Sportscast. If you are, go to our website, thesportscast.net, thesportscast.net, or download our app, The Sportscast for iOS. Champions League quarterfinals, leg ones, as was a good first week one. And today, Real Madrid beat Chelsea 3-1. No mercy. Chelsea had a bad weekend this past weekend, losing against Brentford 4-1. But joining us today, a man from Brazil and who's excited about Brazil's placement in the World Cup group, Andre Marquez. Welcome back to the Sportscast.
Sanjay, my pleasure. My pleasure.
So week one came into the wraps. Let's talk about Madrid versus Chelsea. Benzema, three goals came in the first couple of minutes. The first goal was in the 21st minute, then the 24th minute. Then Havertz scored in the 40th minute, and then Benzema scored again after the half. What are your thoughts? What are your thoughts over this matchup?
You know, it's funny because I was never a big fan of Benzema in his beginning, but now he's just such a strong leader for Real Madrid, and see this guy scoring hat tricks is just amazing. You know, I was expecting Real Madrid to beat Chelsea, honestly, because Chelsea is just going down, man. It's just such an unfortunate time for Chelsea. And I know you're a Chelsea fan, man. Sorry.
No, I'm not a Chelsea fan. I'm a Liverpool fan. But I do respect Chelsea. And maybe going through this new, you know, new ownership, it might be affecting them, you think?
Oh, yeah, 100%. It's just crazy how the war can be affecting football as well. And not just football, but yeah. I think Chelsea has to go through a new, you know, Chelsea, a new phase, and you know, it just takes time.
Yeah, it for sure takes time. Chelsea, with the ownership, they're going to plan to have new ownership in a few weeks, so we'll see what happens. But yeah, Havertz was the only one that scored from Chelsea. The ball possession, Chelsea had 53% ball possession. 57 ball possession, sorry, 57%, 20 shots on goal, 8 shots from Real Madrid. Benzema, fantastic carrying Madrid. Do you think
Healer.
He could, do you think he'll win the Ballon d'Or?
I don't know, man. I don't know about that. Let's see how he does in November, December with the World Cup. You know, he's such a figure in Real Madrid. You know, we can see by these last games, these last couple of games, but let's see how he does in for France.
Yeah, exactly. Thiago Silva at 36 years old. No, 37. Still
yeah,
playing
almost 40,
in the prime.
Yeah, well, unfortunately, not that, you know, with that good of results, but, you know, he's a strong leader as well. I know Chelsea has such a squad, man, and it's just unfortunate to see Chelsea. I'm not a Chelsea fan either, but, you know, it's just one of the big over there in England. It's just so bad to see them not doing well.
Yeah, no, it's tough. And they're in the third place in the Premier League, so we'll see what happens in the next upcoming weeks. They could hold that third spot. Between them and Liverpool, Man City is a huge space between them. I believe it's like 10 points or maybe more than that. So we'll see what happens. And the other match, Villarreal from Spain, La Liga, beat Bayern Munich 1-0. The only goal came from Arnaud Danjuma from Holland. He scored in the 8th minute. Bayern Munich, one of the favorites to win this, had a bad first day. Should they be worried?
Well, such a typical match for Villarreal in order to win, because – you know, in the past, I'll be honest, I didn't watch this game, but Villarreal plays such a tough game. They always play for 1-0, 2-0, I feel. And, you know, sometimes they get the win, just like this time.
Yeah, and Villarreal, I think they're third or fourth place in the Liga. But yeah, they started out pretty strong. Bayern Munich didn't have much shots. They failed to single. No shots on goal by Bayern Munich. Could that be a problem?
Yeah, definitely. When you have Lewandowski, was Lewandowski playing?
Lewandowski was. Yes, he was playing.
I mean, when you have such a squad like Bayern Munich, and you have Lewandowski as your main number nine, you don't. You should expecting way more against Villarreal. Was that game? Was the game in Spain?
In Spain, pretty still. Hot over there. I think, yeah. Still, you gotta show it. There's still one leg. Now, I'd rather be down one goal than right. like three, four goals. Hand it back.
Right. Yeah, 100%. But we're talking about Villarreal, so I don't know, mate.
They're in seventh place in La Liga. So they're not the best team, but they're not the worst team. They're somewhere in the middle. So anyways, that next second leg will be next week. So we'll be sure to be talking about that. Yesterday, Liverpool beat Benfica 3-1. I'm a Liverpool fan. Goals by Konate, Mane, and Diaz. Benfica had a one goal at the 49th minute. This Liverpool team is unstoppable, Andre.
Hey, I like Liverpool. I do like Klopp more than I like Liverpool. I like them. I mean, you know, I think for me right now, the bets are on Man City, which, you know, it must be Man City, and I'm sure we're gonna talk about him. But you know, Liverpool's a good team, man. 4-1. They just did the homework, honestly, against Benfica. I don't know how Benfica is doing in the Portuguese league, but, you know, it's nothing more than homework for them.
Looks like they might be the easiest team in the Champions League for this round, at least. And it's been predicted. And, you know, Benfica is in third place in the Portuguese league behind Porto and Sporting CP. So...
So I was like that. I had two teammates when from my time I played in Turkey, actually, and you know, these Portuguese people, they're so funny, man, and just hearing them fighting about their clubs because one supported Porto and the other one being Benfica, and they were almost going to fight, and it's funny. Yeah, that's just funny.
How much different is the Portuguese language between Brazil and Portugal?
Well, Brazilian Portuguese and Portuguese. It's just they sound more formal for us. It's actually even funny to hear them speaking. I bet they say the same about us. But
now, so when you go to Portugal, do you have to brushen up your Portuguese a bit?
It's not even brush. Yeah, I would say so. Yeah, you're right. Yeah, it's just funny them talking. It's just like Spanish from Spain and Spanish from Latin America, or English from the UK and England in English from the America. I don't know.
Yeah, it's more proper language. We have a little bit of slang. Liverpool, Andre, like I said, they could win the Premier League. They could win the Champions League. Do you think they'll win both or one or the other?
Right. So, you know, you're always a good competitor in both cases. I think, you know, Champions League and, well, the Premier League is the most competitive, I would say, league around Europe. And Liverpool is always there. It's always winning and it's always up there. Now, Champions League, mate. I don't know. I think Man City has a big, big chance to win Champions League. I think this year is Pep Guardiola's year for Man City. So I'll bet on Man City against Liverpool if we're putting them two to clash. But I don't know. Liverpool is always strong.
Oh, Liverpool is strong. Which, by the way, they're not just competing in the Champions League and the Premier League. They're competing in the FA Cup.
Oh, the FA Cup too. Oh, when is that?
I believe in 2 weeks. So they're competing in the semi-final game So, you know, playing three, well, twice, playing twice, possibly a third time, because I think they do meet in the semis for the Champions League. So, no, they there, don't. Yeah. They can only meet in the finale. So, which could happen. Could happen.
Yeah.
Now, seeing what Bayern Munich can beat Villarreal and Villarreal. So,
exactly.
Where it will happen. All right. The other game, Man City beat Atletico Madrid 1-0. Kevin De Bruyne was the hero for Man City, overcame Atletico Madrid's defense, which I show you that picture in the chat. They had like 11 men in the back. Was not enough. Man City scored.
You're right. And just by watching the play, it was, you know, a bit of luck, I would say, from who gave the assist was a, it wasn't Gundogan, was it? Was,
let me get,
it was Phil Foden. Phil Foden. Foden.
Gucci Foden. Just in,
and yeah, he was just in. He subbed, I don't remember who. He was just in. He must have been, you know, one out of the 10 first touches.
Yeah, he came in for Mahrez.
Mahrez, right. And Mahrez, I don't know. Mahrez is not playing his best in Man City. But, you know, Pep Guardiola has this magic to put everyone to play and everyone ends up playing well. You know, from the center backs to even to the goalkeeper, Ederson, just, you know, easily can put him as a striker. But, no, yeah, strong. It was a difficult match. I watched a bit. And, you know, we all know Atletico Madrid with Simeone is just so hard to play against. Simeone has this type of game, such a strong defense. And, you know, Man City has a strong attack. So this time, attack won. So,
now, some people were saying that Simeone was lazy, just putting, like, you know, parking the bus and whatnot. What do you think about Simeone?
That's his style, man. That's his style. He he bats in one play to win the game. If it's 1-0 for him in the beginning of the match, that's what he wants. That's what he wants. That's what he likes. Then he can sit down and just, you know, conserve it. And, you know, I just, in my lifetime, I hated to play that game. And I think, like, I will always face coaches that want to play that style of game. And, you know, it was just so unfortunate for me. I've never liked it. I'm more like a player for Pep Guardiola, if I would say.
Full possession.
I played center mid most of my life.
Like Conte.
Like, I don't run that much, man.
Who are you, like, who would you compare yourself with?
Man, I'm not. Nah, it's just difficult when you try to compare yourself. I like to play the 8 and the 10.
Dunga.
Dunga was more like a 6, wasn't it? And yeah. I hated that, you know, the bulldog player that just smashes everyone that tries to go against your team. But, you know, sometimes you have to do that.
Which, in our chat group, which is private for everyone, you pick Socrates as your favorite number 8. Why you say that?
Oh, man, Dr. Socrates was such a player. Such a player. Back home, we have a lot of influence from these old Brazilian generation. So Socrates is just like Zico for us. He was such a strong player. It was just beautiful to watch them all playing together. And yeah, man, such an inspiration.
Yeah, he played back in the 80s with that Brazil team, which they were very talented compared to the 90s, but the 90s won it compared to the 80s. So
the 90s was such a strong team as well, man. So talented.
Romario, Bebeto, Dunga, a young Ronaldo OG, you know.
Oh, man. We could spend the whole podcast talking about Brazil.
Oh, I could do that. I love, like, that 98 Brazil team. The 2002 was better.
Yeah.
But I think, like, the best duo was Rivaldo and Ronaldo.
Yeah. Rivaldo and Ronaldo were the best duo over there on top. And none of them were the very, you know, number 9, strong and massive. No, none of them could have the ball very well. They just very
Yeah. So, first legs are done. Let's do predictions, Andre. What's going to happen next week? Champions League quarterfinals, second leg, which keep going. Like, they have no day off. Let's go for the first match, April 12th, Villarreal at Bayern Munich. What's going to happen there?
I think Bayern Munich will definitely go after Villarreal at home, stronger. You know, Lewandowski will have a, you know, and, you know, for on his ears, he'll be scratching himself to score at least a hat trick to, you know, just to keep him up over there. I think Bayern Munich, I would say, let's go 3-0. 3-0 Bayern Munich.
3-0, which would be aggregate 3-1. Chelsea and Madrid, that's tough to play at the Bernabeu, Santiago de Bernabeu. What's going to happen in Madrid?
Massive Madrid victory. Let's put 2-0, and it's strong, very comfortable, 2-0.
And goals by Benzema.
I don't know, Vinny Jr. maybe.
Vinny Jr. What's the deal with Vinny? How does Brazil view Vinny? Is he like the next Pelé? Like, how do they see him over there?
Well, we have different kind of views on Vinny Jr. First of all, he came from Flamengo, and I'm a Vasco fan. So, well, I was. I'm still. But Vasco is such in a bad situation now. Anyways, Vinny Jr. is a great player, man. He's so fast. He's, you know, he can develop the play and he can get to face the goalkeeper just by himself with the ball and the goalkeeper. But then he just tries to shoot and the ball goes to the corner by the corner flag. And it doesn't work like that, man.
Interesting. Yeah, Vinny's a midfielder. Now, would he kind of replace Neymar down the road type of thing, or?
Well, if he grows, he's inexperienced, and yeah, I think so. He can be a good sub in the future for Neymar. We'll see. I don't see he, you know, transpassing Neymar.
Not yet.
Everything Neymar did, not yet.
Yeah, I think Neymar will be 31 this year for the World Cup. He could play another one, but with Brazil's talent pool, it's going to be tough for him.
I don't think so, man.
I don't think so either.
Yeah, I don't see Neymar playing another. I don't see Neymar playing as much as Messi and Cristiano, to be honest with you.
Yeah, it's just way too different players. But we'll get to Brazil after this. Man City at Atletico Madrid. Will Atletico even it up, win it? What's going to happen there?
Well, I think Atletico Madrid and Man City, it's going to be 2-1 Man City, and the aggregate will be 3-1 then.
3-1, awesome. Benfica goes to Anfield. Liverpool sitting pretty with 3-1. I don't see why they can't beat them there at Anfield.
Liverpool is such a strong team whenever they're in advantage. I'll secure Liverpool victory with another 2-0. 1-2-0 now. So, aggregate
5-1, I believe. Yeah, 5-1. And Fabinho, what are your thoughts? Very important player for Brazil.
Yes, very important. And in my opinion, will be the best candidate to be the sub for Casemiro. Casemiro is a strong player as well, but Fabinho has more mobility. Fabinho can, you know, adapt himself better towards different games. I think Casemiro is a strong player, but Fabinho is a better choice.
Yeah, I mean, Casemiro does a lot for Real Madrid. So there you have it, the Champions League recap and predictions. Let's go into the World Cup. Andre, Brazil got into a easy group, if you ask me. You got Serbia, Switzerland, and Cameroon. What are your thoughts, and what have you heard from Brazil?
Well, confidence. We have a lot of confidence in this next World Cup, most because we don't we don't see many other national teams doing very well. So we are always strong, also because our Latin America league, we are always strong in that as well. We always secure to go to the World Cup. So Brazil definitely good first place for the qualifiers, and then, you know, let's see what happens after that. But these two other, I think we faced Serbia as well last World Cup, wasn't it? And
oh yeah, you're right.
So
which yeah. Switzerland beat France in the Euro, so I'm not sure if that means anything.
I'm not too worried, man.
You know, because last time in 18, Brazil had a good World Cup qualification. I think they like swept it pretty fast, but they didn't. But they lost against Belgium, and that was like, they could have done it. But
yeah,
but maybe this time might be different. Do you think this talent pool is the best Brazil team you've seen in a while, or you're hesitant about them?
Maybe not. Well, yeah, maybe since the 2006. I liked the 2010 as well. But we were very cocky in 2010, yeah. I would say. So, yeah, I think from these past World Cups, I think this is a strong team, man. I think, you know, Titi already said it's his last World Cup. After that, he's done with the Brazilian national team. So, let's see how that goes. I'm very, very, yeah, I'm very intrigued to watch it.
Brazil beat Serbia 2-0 in 2018. So, yes, it's a rematch, which is not saying much. It's not like you have a rivalry. They haven't beat you guys, so nothing to worry about there. All right, let's go to the other groups. Who will be the top two? Group A, Qatar, Ecuador, Senegal, or Netherlands?
Netherlands, finishing up first. I don't know about Ecuador, man. can you repeat the group for me? Netherlands,
Qatar,
Ecuador,
Senegal, which has Mane from Liverpool.
You know, it would be between Senegal and Ecuador for the top, for the second place. Netherlands.
For sure.
First place, for sure.
You would think.
Ecuador.
Group B, England, Iran, USA, and the 14 could be one of these three. Scotland, Wales, or Ukraine.
All right. So we have USA, Scotland.
Iran, England, Wales, or Ukraine.
That's too many. I think England. All right, let's go for USA, second place.
Yeah.
And first, England.
England, yeah, I think those are the safest. Iran, they won the Asia qualification, so keep that in mind. And, of course, Wales with Gareth Bale are probably the favorites to qualify to the World Cup. We'll see, but still. Group C, your rival, Argentina, Saudi Arabia, Mexico, and Poland. Lewandowski.
All right. I'll give you Mexico first place. No. Sorry. Argentina first place. And it'll be between Mexico and Poland second place. And maybe Lewandowski can do a great job, you know, having him. I don't know, mate. Mexico is always strong for the World Cup. I don't see them. It'll be interesting to watch too.
Yeah, they're not the best Mexico team. They might be maybe towards the worst, but they always, you know, get out of the group. So it's not.
Yeah, always did up. Yeah.
Yeah, so they might have that spirit again, you know.
I'll do Poland.
What was that?
I'll do the European team, the European national team, which is Poland, you said, right?
Yes, Poland. Lewandowski, yeah. Which all they have is him and the goalkeeper that I know.
It will be the goalkeeper shooting the ball to Lewandowski. And he's
exactly. He had a pass. Group D, France, Tunisia, Denmark, Australia, UAE, or Peru?
Oh, this group is definitely one that I'm not watching at all. Just kidding. All right. So, Dinamark. Dinamark is ooh.
Peter Schmeichel.
Peter Schmeichel, second place, and first place. Oh, the Ukraine, right? If
No,
they go.
no. The other team is France, Tunisia, Australia, UAE or Peru.
So France is first.
France. Viva la République. Group E.
The
Spain. Germany. Wow.
wow.
Japan, Costa Rica, or New Zealand?
Germany at first, Spain at second.
Easy. That's easy.
100%.
Don't think twice about it. Group F, Belgium, Canada, Morocco, or Croatia?
I'm gonna go with Belgium. I'm gonna go with Croatia first and Belgium second.
Okay.
Yeah.
Group G, Brazil, Serbia, Switzerland, or Cameroon?
Let's go Brazil first and Serbia second. Let's see how
Wow.
it
I
goes.
see Switzerland, number two.
Right, let's see how it goes.
They got that one player that used to play for Liverpool, and now he's in Chicago, but he might have lost a step. All right. Group H, Portugal, Ghana, Uruguay, or Korea?
Portugal first,
Ronaldo.
Uruguay second.
Uruguay second.
Yeah.
So that
It's gonna be
means
what, the fourth World Cup for Ronaldo?
yeah, fourth.
Oof.
Yep. It'd be fantastic.
That's crazy.
And if Uruguay comes second, they will face Brazil in the round of 16.
That's easy peasy, by the way. They're not the same. They're not the same.
It's not the same. Yeah, you're right. Yeah, they're older. Cavani and Suarez. I mean,
They pass.
got to
Pass
carry
you.
the
No
team.
X-ray.
Well, there you have it. World Cup 2022 will begin on November 21st. And then the Champions League continues next week, back to back. There's no rest. And then 2 weeks, I think a week later, or 2 weeks later, is the semi game. So we'll see what happens. Anyways, Andre, what is the best way to reach you online? Do you have a Twitter? What's your Instagram?
My Instagram is andre.alive, and you can basically see me and find me there on Instagram.
There you have it. And you can reach us at thesportscast.net, sportscast.net, or the Sportscast One. Tomorrow night, we got the Jersey Boys Sports Talk talking about the NFL free agency. And then Friday, I will have probably have Jeff and talk about what's going on in the NFL and other sports. Actually, Jordan, because the NBA is going to close up. The Lakers are out, Andre. What do you think about that?
Yeah, Lakers are out. Honestly, mate, I haven't been watching football that much. Imagine basketball, mate. Yeah,
There you have it. Well, Andre, I appreciate you coming on to the Sportscast.
I appreciate it, mate. It's always a pleasure for me.
And this was your update.